Proverbs 14:13 says, "Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness." Mirth is a word that refers to a time or event of joy, fun, cheerfulness, and laughter. Synonyms listed by Webster also include words like hilarity, joviality, and merriment. It reminds me of what you see at a comedy show or a movie theater that's playing a comedy flick. In our previous devotion, we talked about the reality that many of the happiest people I've ever known were actually the most miserable. People who wore a fake smile all the time, but were simply miserable behind that smile. And the same thing is true when we look at some of the funniest people that we know of, comedians and comedic actors. In the 80s, I actually toyed with the idea of trying stand-up comedy. I could make friends laugh so hard that they'd end up in trouble for disturbing the class. And I could almost always get everyone laughing at home or at the parties and gatherings that I attended. But that's a whole different world than stand-up comedy, so I never really followed through, even though people were constantly urging me to do so. And all that time, I was miserable until I got saved at age 19. And it was a great disappointment to a lot of people when I stopped making lewd jokes and making fun of people in ways that would have hurt them if they had known about it. I lost about two-thirds of my laugh arsenal when I stopped being wicked on purpose for laughs. The Holy Spirit in me just caused me to grieve at all that stuff that used to make me laugh. So years went by, and then a headline caught my eye reporting that a comedian, who was originally from a town where I pastored in a place called Hamilton, Ohio, had committed suicide. Ray Combs is best known for hosting The Family Feud. I had recently seen him on Christian TV talking about family and God and evidently pretending to be as happy as could be. I'd seen him on Family Feud many times. It wasn't a show I actually watched, but it was on right before a news program that I watched daily, before the days of on-demand and DVRs. So I'd see him for at least a few minutes each day, and that show was an example of mirth. And now Ray had killed himself. It was then that I began to take note of how miserable almost all comedians and comedic actors are. And now, thanks to the internet, anyone can search terms like comedians commit suicide or comedians suffer depression, and you'll have enough reading material to last you for days. Our proverb says, "The end of that mirth is heaviness." Now, like me, most of you listening have dealt with at least a little bit of depression at some time in your life. It's something that I've had to deal with. And the majority of my depression in the past has been related to dangerously low levels of vitamin D. But I also fought depression on a couple of occasions that was brought on by the betrayal and wickedness of several people I was very close to. And I just mention that for full disclosure so that you understand that I do know what depression is like. And the word heaviness is the perfect word to describe depression. The end of that mirth is heaviness. In other words, empty laughter based upon nothing but conjured up comedy. Not only will it leave you just empty, but will then result in a heaviness that cannot be cured by medicine or any other worldly cure. Don't let the clowns in Hollywood make you believe that their godless lifestyle is making them happy. When there is no physical or medical reason, like brain injury or the effects of certain medications and so forth, behind depression, there is almost always a spiritual component. Overcoming depression can take time, but when a saved man or woman can cut through the fog and focus on Jesus Christ and let His Word, found in the Bible, our King James Bible, be our source of healing and strength, the heaviness will be lifted. But those who do not know Christ have no means to remove the heaviness. And that is why so many people just give up on life and then end it. So sad that all they need to do is give up on life lived on their terms and turn in repentance toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And they will find hope and will find that heaviness lifted from off their shoulders. As we sing in the lyrics of the great hymn, "Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near."